That other big news tonight, Rory Donnelly has signed for Cliftonville. He signed, I think, a 3-year deal, and he's standing by ready to talk to us. Rory, thanks for coming up to our broadcast position, having a chat. How does it feel to be back, I suppose, is the first question.
It feels great to be back. Obviously, I've been back training with the boys for the last couple of weeks, and it just feels good to get the deal over the line done.
Was there ever any doubt that if you were coming home that you were going to go anywhere else other than Cliftonville?
No, I think the thought of coming home, I was always going to come home to Cliftonville. It's a club I play for. The fans, I get on really well with the fans. I live basically up the street from them, and it was always just going to be Cliftonville.
So what's going to happen here if you come into the team and take Jay's place?
I think there might be a few fights in the house.
They'll have to be good natured fights, but I mean, the attacking flair that's there, Rory, is this sense that it's just a matter of time before this all clicks?
It is. I think I just need to find the right formation for everybody, try and get them all on the pitch at the same time, and do what we do best and score a lot of goals.
There's a familiar face to you sitting alongside me working for us tonight, Barry Johnson, who of course was there during your last spell. But Barry, I mean, what do you make of this news, and what do you make of this man coming back? What's this going to do?
It's unbelievable. Funny enough, we were just talking earlier off air, me and you, about we can't believe Rory's not signed up and done yet. So it's brilliant for me, you know, obviously being a Cliftonville fan, I'm delighted to have Rory back. But him and Joe Gormley, The thought of them two playing up front together is just, you know, it's frightening for the rest of, I'm sure, defenders in the league have nightmares about those two. So it's an unbelievable signing for Cliftonville. Fair play to Jared Lawler and Barry for getting over the line. And I know Rory, I speak to him right and regular, and I know he's really buzzing to get started.
You did have a spell, your paths did cross, didn't you, last time, Rory, with Joe?
I set Rory up for a right for you.
No, I meant with Joe, I meant with real players, Barry, sorry. but you did have a spell when Joe was there, didn't you?
Yeah, I think coming towards the end of my Cliftonville career the last time, I think Joe was just breaking in, so it'll be good to get the partnership going again.
So, I mean, is that part of the draw for you, Rory? What excites you most about trying to build that partnership with Joe Gormley?
I think it's not just about Joe, it's the whole team. But getting back on the pitch and getting a partnership going with the likes of Joe and Jay and Daniel Hughes will be interesting.
And how difficult has it been when, you know, because players train to play. That you know, players don't train because they love training. They train because they want to play matches. And for one reason or another, whether it's because you've had injuries, whether it's because you've been back home and the deal hasn't been signed, how frustrating is it, you know, when you are training or when you're not able to train and you're in a period of rehabilitation, when you know that at the end of the week you don't have a match? This is what you really want now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, I've been home for the last load of weeks, and I've been coming to every game, but I've been training with the team. So coming to the games isn't like, it's exciting to be there, just to watch, like, but I'd rather be on the pitch playing.
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming up to talk to us, and go easy on Jay now in the house if it does come to any sort of fights. He's still your brother after all. And we'll hopefully talk to you soon during the course of the remainder of the season. That's Rory Donnelly, who has signed a 3-year deal tonight. He is back at Cliftonville, and as Barry Johnson was saying, it'll be interesting to see if he and Joe Gormley can forge a partnership that will get Cliftonville moving in the right direction.